about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, what is it with these companies and dolls? Did you guys hear about this? A Chinese company is pretty upset because it called off plans to make a Steve Jobs doll. Yes, for $99, you could buy a doll that looked exactly like Steve Jobs. Okay, so let me just read this to you. Chinese company has apparently called off plans to sell an action figure made in the likeness of late Apple founder and tech wizard Steve Jobs, saying it was responding to pressure from Apple lawyers and the Jobs family. Of course. Now, we all know Steve Jobs had just died in October at age 56 after suffering from a very rare type of pancreatic cancer, a highly treatable form of pancreatic cancer, but one that unfortunately went to his liver. He had had a liver transplant, but that didn't seem to stop it, of course, and he ended up passing away. I mean, an absolute hero in the tech world and with such vision. He used to work, you know, with Hewlett Packard and Atari, you know, before he started with Apple, you know, but really a doll. And of course, the family was extremely distraught by it, but this company wanted to make money on a doll. And you know, they're pretty disappointed, but you know, really, do you really need to make money on someone? No, people don't want to play around with a doll. They really don't. Okay. Now, what's interesting is I didn't realize that in science, if you have, let's say a newly discovered species, right? Like last week, I guess a scientist discovered a new snake and he named it after his daughter. I don't know if I would have really wanted that as a daughter. Maybe name a butterfly or a ladybug after me, but not a snake. But apparently researchers today have named the fly after Beyonce. Now, this fly, they think is bootylicious. It has a gold tushy. The picture's on my Facebook page, okay? It has a golden-haired bum, all right? And it's a little more, shall we say, voluptuous. And they actually, let me find his genius and species name. They call it Scaptia filthia Beyonce. So they name this fly after Beyonce because of its golden tushy. This is a Brian Lasard, a 24-year-old researcher at Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, nothing better to do than to name this fly after Beyonce's booty. Recently announced on the species that had been sitting in the fly collection since it was captured in 1981. This was the same year Beyonce was born. Gosh, everybody keeps getting younger. Am I old? I'm 10 years older than Beyonce, really? He says he wanted to pay respect to the insect's beauty by naming it Scaptia Beyonce. And it's got a gold tushy. He said she wore those gold pants during the Bootylicious video. Boy, well, you know, if you could have a bug named after you, what would I know? I wouldn't want a big hairy fly. Just because a fly had a hairy gold butt, I don't want it named after me. You know, I mean, maybe if it was a butterfly with big boobies, I would go for that one. But nothing hairy. Please, nothing hairy. Okay, what else is going on in entertainment news? Oh, Kelsey Grammer and wife are expecting twins. Weren't they supposed to get divorced? No, I guess his 32-year-old wife, he's 56, his 32-year-old wife made a pregnancy announcement. She's in her second trimester, is going to have twins. Oh, good. Finally, a couple in Hollywood sticking together. Wow, what a rarity. Boy, I tell you, what's this world coming to? Well, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A lot to talk about on this beautiful Martin Luther King Day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some interesting facts about Martin Luther King. You know, he was a Trekkie. Martin Luther King was really into Star Trek. And from what I understand, one of the actresses, Nichelle Nichols, was thinking about leaving the series, and Martin Luther, she's the beautiful black woman in Star Trek in the 60s, she, I guess, was contemplating leaving, and Martin Luther King told her to stay. Now, we all know Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1829, but was shot in Memphis, Tennessee in 1929. 68. I hope I said 1929. Okay, 1968. All right. I mean, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. That's when winning the Nobel Peace Prize was given to people that really deserved the Nobel Peace Prize. All right. Again, you know, his work has, you know, long been remembered and should be. The Martin Luther King Monument in Washington, from what I understand, they said they messed up on the quote. You know, I guess it's just something about, you know, I was a drum major for peace, and they said they had changed the quote and now they have to refix it. So I really hope they get their act together. I really hope they do. But it was really interesting. He was a Trekkie. He was a vegetarian, a vegan. And, you know, he was born Michael Luther King, not Martin. So I found that pretty fascinating that Martin wasn't really his name. But I thought his father was Martin Luther King, but I guess his father was Michael also. So interesting stuff. But great man, a hero. You know, when we were talking earlier today, I was filling in for the Heidi Harris Show about why maybe people really aren't rallying around one, you know, presidential primary candidate, you know, because no one's, you know, really, really accomplished something, you know, and produce something, you know, do we have heroes, you know, to rally around and, you know, give our allegiance to and, you know, show pride, you know, somebody like Martin Luther King, he'd be 83 today if he hadn't been assassinated. You know, somebody like, well, January 15th, not today's the 16th, that would have been yesterday. But, you know, somebody like him or, I don't know, Captain Sully or a hero. You know, it's a lot easier to have people, you know, rally behind. But, you know, we're getting closer with this whole presidential nomination. And, you know, we spent a significant amount of time today on both shows, my show and the Heidi Harris Show, on voter psychology and why, you know, people are having an issue with Romney, why more people don't like him when they should, what's wrong with Newt. I mean, we just talked about everything. And it was a pretty good discussion. And I'd love for you to listen to my archives if you can, so you could listen in and get some information. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Long Range Patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So there's a huge outrage going on right now in England because many patients who are over the 300-pound mark can't fit into their CT scans or MRI scanners. So subsequently, doctors and medical centers are sending patients to the zoo. And there's a huge out, you know, I mean, people are very upset, and I could understand that. I would be too. You know, not all weight issues are our fault, but unfortunately, they don't have enough companies, medical companies, producing these larger machines. And these machines do have weight limits, and making these machines cost money. And they say right now, that especially in the UK, there is such an obesity epidemic that this wasn't just a once in a blue moon case. This is happening a lot more often. So we're going to see how this pans out. You know, a company has to be able to make money and be incentivized to make a machine like that. And there has to be demand, and a healthcare system has to allow for purchase of something like this. And unfortunately, right now, with the way the UK is financially, they're probably going to still send people to the zoo. And, you know, to use MRIs or scanners used for horses or for elephants. And it's really frustrating people. You know, another thing that's happening is I guess there's a school that parents are making a huge stink about that's having unisex bathrooms. There's going to be in this school I don't have the name of the school on me. I can't find the source, but I read about it today where boys and girls are going to be, you know, separated by cubicles. The cubicles are supposed to be floor to ceiling from what I understand, but they'll be able to use a bathroom and then come out and wash their hands. And the parents are absolutely livid because a lot of middle schoolers start their periods and, you know, it could be very embarrassing, or people, they say, could be making out in the bathroom now. And it's a huge issue. And personally, I really think girls and boys need separate bathrooms, you know. And I don't think it's a cleanliness issue. I think girls' bathrooms are always dirtier than boys because a lot of women didn't really understand how to handle their period. They still don't. I still think many women's bathrooms are absolutely disgusting. And if I had a choice, I probably would still go to a men's bathroom if I thought there were no toilet seat covers in the women's bathroom. But that's neither here nor there. But parents are pretty upset that this is a way to kind of save money, making a unisex bathroom. And I don't know if it's going to go that well. I don't. So we'll see what happens. Okay, another thing that doesn't seem to be going well is looks like the South Carolina, we start to talk about this Friday, a Senate panel in South Carolina has approved a bill that would force unemployed workers to take drug tests in order to qualify for unemployment insurance. And then force them, after collecting benefits for 20 weeks, do 16 hours of volunteer work per week while they hunt for jobs. Now, it is before the full Senate Labor, Commerce, and Industry Committee. We'll see if this actually gets approved or not. But, you know, huge backlash. And, you know, somebody could say, wait a second, I don't get it. Okay, you know, if they're taking taxpaying dollars, why, you know, if they're using illicit drugs, right, why can't they be denied the benefits? Well, they're saying what we're doing is we're punishing the children, if that happens, of these parents, and it's not the children's fault, all right? And the parents should still get the benefits because the children. But then you wonder, okay, do we really want the children in these homes of people using illicit drugs? Okay, if someone's using illicit drugs, aren't they supposed to be arrested? So the kids, I don't think the argument to let people that take illicit drugs get state funds holds water when they say, oh, well, no, well, we got to protect the kids. OK, then the kids become wards of the state. The state takes care of them until the parents dry up. I'm really frustrated. We had an employee came to work, looked totally stoned. And we said, you're out of here. You're out of here. Now, because we fired her because she looked stoned, we didn't have to pay for unemployment benefits yet. She gets another job, somehow gets laid off. But because we were her previous employer, she was able to collect benefits from our unemployment benefit pool. And as it works with employers, you put money into the system all the time. And then once the funds get exhausted, you have to then pay more. So here she was, I don't know how many months, collecting on unemployment from us, even though she came to work doped up. And it's a real crappy system, as a crappy system. And what's wrong with volunteer work? Why not? If you don't have a job and your kids are in school, okay, you know, rather than sit home and get depressed, start getting overweight, get out of the swing of things, of getting up in the morning and going somewhere, why not? Why not do volunteer work? I think it's wonderful, especially if you're getting money from the state. Why does everything have to be a freebie? If things weren't freebies, I think the system would be immensely changed for the better. Okay? It's like you're earning something. Why not? But people think they earned something just for being here. Entitlement. All right? And no, it doesn't work. Now, I need to apologize. We have my little kitty cats in the studio today, and my little kitty cats are being kind of stupid right now, and you guys need to stop it because Mama's on air. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. These kitty cats. They were trying to ask me to go get a CAT scan in one of the zoos, right? They think I'm big, you know, because I'm big compared to their size. All right, so they were having fun with that story. Okay, so anyway, we'll see what happens with this. And should people who get unemployment benefits be clean? Should they? Should they be clean, or does it not matter? Now, we're talking about illegal, illicit drugs, crack, cocaine, meth, et cetera. I understand if somebody has a prescription for medical marijuana, they would probably be allowed to continue with the benefits. Somebody who has a painkiller prescription, they'd be exempt, et cetera. But we're talking about if somebody using illegal drugs, do they get unemployment benefits? Well, no, because I believe no. Remember, you know, when you lose your job, we need you to get right back out there and be able to be employable. And if you're not employable because you're taking drugs on your time off on government money, no, that doesn't fly. That doesn't fly at all. That's why there has to be an end. There has to be a stop to this. You can't just give free. You know, I was laid off when I worked at a restaurant. This is when I was in medical school. I was working full time still at night waiting tables, right? Because I didn't really have money for school. I took out some loans, you know, but my brother needed money for school. So anyway, I waited tables and I got laid off. So I and the other waiters and waitresses, we went to try to get unemployment. I was like, well, why not? Why not? I mean, I need money. They laid me off. The economy was still bad at the time. So I go to try to get unemployment benefits, and boy, did they make it hard. I had to show proof that I went to multiple employers. I had to have them sign. I had to have them come back. Well, it was easier for me to find another job. And even in the midst of the 90s recession, I was able to find another waitressing job. It was a hell of a lot easier than trying to apply for unemployment benefits. But now it's a heck of a lot easier to apply for unemployment benefits. If I would have gotten unemployment benefits, I wouldn't have looked for another job because I would have gotten the free money. So I do agree that you can't make it too easy, especially for people committing felonies like doing illicit drugs. Okay? I absolutely. And if people are worried about the children not getting benefits, children really shouldn't be in houses of doped up parents. I'm sorry. So maybe they'll be taken care of better because we're identifying parents who do drugs. Maybe people will stop doing drugs because they realize they're not going to be getting the free money. All right? I don't know. But I know we have to do things differently, way differently, because we're going broke. You know, right now, I think the Republican presidential debate is wrapping up right now in South Carolina. From what I understand, Mitt Romney, very strong. Newt Gingrich, very strong. Santorum is holding his own still. You know, I think Rick Santorum just needed to be a little bit more accomplished, maybe a little bit older, just look a little more seasoned. He looks like he'd make a great vice president. Now, you know, Huntsman dropped out of the race today, and Huntsman, of course, put his support behind Romney, probably wants Romney to pick him for vice president. But honestly, Romney keeps on bringing up Ron Paul. I'm not Ron Paul, Paul Ryan. Keeps on bringing up Paul Ryan. So my guess is he's going to be picking Paul Ryan for vice president. That's my guess. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. What I do know is we're starting to have more people drop out. If Rick Perry doesn't even make a dent in South Carolina, he's going to probably drop out. And then it'll be Santorum, Gingrich, Paul. And I think they're going to fight to the bitter death. I don't think Santorum's going to give up too easily. But I also don't think he's going to be able to be Romney's vice president if that's the case, because, you know, he's been now caught saying it's going to be malpractice if you, you know, vote for Romney, et cetera. They're getting so damn ugly with these that they're just going to fuel and give Democrats ammunition. And they really need to, I think, be a little smarter than this. And what I say is, as much as I like Newt Gingrich, as much as I think the man is smart and Santorum has good things to say, I mean, if Romney wins South Carolina, everybody just then stop with the negative BS, yellow journalism, etc. Put your support towards Romney. Save the money. Save the money, put your money together, and let's fight this next campaign. But, you know, it's politics. Nobody ever uses logic. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, let's talk about this cruise ship. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, CES just left Las Vegas, and I got to tell you something really, really cool that was talked about was it looks like there's going to be these glasses that while you're walking around with glasses, you know, talk about pedestrian accidents, you'll actually get your emails and your messages on your screen, kind of like Mission Impossible 007 type glasses. All right, apparently a company, it's an Israeli company called Lumis, has shown off the PD18-2, which looks like a cumbersome pair of shades, but actually shows high quality images while you walk, and it directly goes to your field of vision. Like, you'll see a message like, "Hi, Jack, we need your signature on this paper ASAP," things like that. They use something called light guide optical element technology. And what it does is there's these lenses in the glasses where you can see high quality, they say full colored images. Right now, they have been on the market for military and for professional use, but they think they're going to be able to later send this massive worldwide. All right, like to doctors, et cetera. You know what, though? As a doctor, that would drive me crazy. I do not want to wear, first of all, the reason I got LASIK is so I don't have to wear glasses, and so I still look, you know, good and cute, okay? These glasses kind of look dorky. But number two, while I'm working, I really don't want messages. My mom, she's at the age where she kind of calls a lot and texts a lot. You know, I love my mom. But, when she does that, my blood pressure rises, you know, because, you know, it's always about something. Your sister said this. Your brother did this. So I don't need that stuff, okay? I want to just kind of get through my day. You know, I want to escape communication sometimes. But I got to tell you, this is a fascinating concept. I mean, I wonder if that will later do away with phones. You know, I mean, think about it. If you're walking around with these goggles and you can see what you need to, and they have a microphone that'll pick up your voice, you could just be talking to your glasses. So you say, call mom. Or call George, where everything is voice activated. I wonder if hands-free is going to be the way of the future. You know, we all thought nothing would happen to BlackBerry and iPhone. I mean, but maybe. This is some interesting stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about this on my show tomorrow as I get more information. But honestly, what's to say we don't need a phone? If everything's later voice activated and we're looking at everything and hands-free, they're really going to make this hands-free. So we'll see. Okay, so here we are with this Italian cruise disaster by the, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, the Giglio Islands in Italy. Absolute cluster. We've been talking about this all day. I was on the Heidi Harris show this morning, and then, of course, my show. And I'm sure most of you have heard many of the details, but it was just an absolute mess, especially on the 100th anniversary of the Titanic, which I think also caused a lot of the chaos. And more of the mess. Okay, so we all know this was a cruise ship. We believe the parent company was Carnival, and it was called the Costa Concordia. And the captain was Francesco Schettino, 52-year-old skipper. A lot of little variances. He was in the bar drinking with a pretty girl. He was trying to do a nautical flyby, bringing the ship closer and waving to people or blowing whistles and allowing onlookers to get a close look. Anyway, something happened where he might have been showing off. And from what we understand, he also left ship once things started to get a little hectic. So he's now in custody, Francesco Schettino, the captain, and possibly being booked on charges of manslaughter. Because right now the death toll is up to 6. I know when we talked about this on Friday, initial reports at 8, those were retracted. And then the numbers came out to 3, then 5, then now it's up to 6. They just found another body, not drowned, in the dry area of the ship, with his life jacket on, but an older gentleman. We don't know. Maybe he had a heart attack. We don't know. What we do know is it was an absolute chaotic mess. Originally, reports say the power went out, and then there was a rumble and a shake, some noise, things falling. And when passengers asked what's going on, crew said, go back to your rooms. Go back to your rooms and stay calm. All right, we'll give you further orders. Well, further orders didn't come. When they did come, people were already starting to scrounge around. They got their life jackets on. And by the time people started to navigate to where the boats were, the 160-foot hole that happened on the side of the ship happened on the starboard side. And as the ship was sinking towards the side, those lifeboats were unable to be used. So here we are with the whole same Titanic imagery of being on a boat with not enough rescue boats for the number of passengers. This was a 4,200 passenger liner. So as passengers were waiting for the other boats to be lowered, crew members were standing there saying, we haven't received orders from the captain. So from what we understand, some crew members were waiting for the captain. The captain was long gone. Then where was the second in command? After all that chaos, they finally did start to lower people and rescue attempts start to happen. But what we understand is as the ship started to tilt, the angle and the degree of the tilting caused a lot of injuries. People were falling. People couldn't navigate up the stairs. It was first come, first serve. Some of the passengers said crew people were pushing them out of the way to get off the ship. Absolute mass hysteria. And why? Well, because the captain went off course. he went aground on the island. And when we first saw these pictures on Friday, it looked like the ship was on ground. So we didn't think there was going to be a sinking. But apparently, it, as the water filled up, it probably dragged the ship back into the water. Then it started to tip on its side. Now, 29 people are still missing. They actually halted the rescue for about 7 hours because of the nighttime, and I guess the seas were pretty rough. And so they just resumed it about an hour ago. And they went back in, and they're now trying to find more. I haven't heard of any more survivors. We know there was a couple out of Minneapolis. I think another one out of Chicago. And we're trying to find out who's still missing. But still just absolute chaos. And you just, you wonder, how could this happen in this day and age? On the 100th anniversary, right, in 3 months, April 12th, that is the 100th anniversary of Titanic. How could this happen? Again, not enough lifeboats. Chaos. Really? We didn't learn? We didn't learn. You know, what I was talking about in the previous shows, another thing that's kind of eerie, is when somebody gets on the loudspeaker saying, go back to your rooms and wait. All right? And you wonder if some people went back to the rooms and fell asleep. You know, I mean, did some of the people die because they went back to their rooms, they thought all it was a power outage because they couldn't see what happened. Everybody said, calm down, so they went back to the room, fell back asleep. This happened at night. And one thing we remember very eerily from what happened with September 11th is when the first tower was hit by the first airplane, those people in the second tower looking over were told, look, no need to evacuate, stay where you are. And I think the reason why they said that is they wanted to make sure emergency crews could get in where they needed to. But unfortunately, that was a very fatal error because if people could have started escaping when the second plane hit. But who knew? Everybody was in shock. So again, I've now seen two examples of staff or crew telling people to stay put, and I'm wondering if that's not the best way to go. Now, of course, I don't want mass chaos. You know, we are supposed to follow the chain of command, but sometimes the chain of command are idiots. All right? From what I understand, this captain, you know, should be charged. From what, now, again, he's innocent until proven, you know, guilty, but what the heck was he thinking? What was he doing? Right? These are islands navigated many times by cruise ships. Now people are scared to death to go on a cruise. And again, but it shows, you know, stupidity. All right? Human error. It doesn't matter all the technology we have. It doesn't matter all the new rules and federal guidelines. Stupidity still rules. And somebody makes a stupid human error. Stupid error. And or multiple errors, and people still die. Here we are 100 years later. It's frightening. Okay, when we come back, let's get to medical news and your medical questions. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can go to my email at drdahlia.com. I know some of you are a little shy, want to email me your questions. That's okay. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska? Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. I am getting eaten up alive for the idea of Romney Ryan ticket. Look, I'm just watching the debate. Mitt Romney keeps bringing up Paul Ryan all the time, so I'm thinking Mitt Romney is going to pick Paul Ryan for his vice president. I know he's not going to pick Huntsman. But boy, people don't like that idea. Wow. All right. Okay. See, this is what we were talking about earlier. Why do people dislike Romney so much? You know, boy, it really frustrates me. We got the biggest election coming up, and we have all this fractionation of people. All right. Well, man. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about, about 16% of workers regularly come late to work. And some of their excuses are pretty lame. And, you know, the numbers keep going up of people coming late to work. And, you know, you're wondering, in this economy, why would they even dare? But it's kind of interesting, some of the responses. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Now, I know some of you are kind of interested in this one study that came out today, where if you eat from a red plate, you'll lose weight. Well, researchers had found, and I believe these were researchers in Germany and Switzerland, think that if you use a red plate, you eat less. Somehow red stops you from eating more food, all right, compared to if you ate foods that reflect light like white. They say, let me read this, during the course of the study, the researchers revealed that using a red plate, people generally tend to eat less. It somehow stops them from eating much food as compared to the time when the use plates of some, while color, they typoed on this. I'm sorry. It looks like I can't read. Some other color, they say. The same relates to the use of red cups while drinking, as researchers claim that it generally limits pub goers from bringing over drinks to a greater extent. They said it helps reducing consumption of food and drinks by 40%. Do you believe that? Using a red plate, 40%. Do you believe that? I don't know. I don't know if I would. But I do believe that you can kind of mess with people's minds. I do. I think you could play around with it a little bit. They say researchers enrolled as many as 41 students, all males, who were made to drink tea from cups. Oh, I don't like tea. I easily put that puppy down. All right. From cups that were marked with labels of different colors, red and blue. While briefing their new findings, the researchers revealed that participants drank 44% less from the cups that were marked with red. Well, red, you know, when we talk about colors on the show, again, I'm a family doctor. I'm a board-certified family doctor, but I had a lot of psychology in medical school. And we've talked about this with colors. You know, colors, red is a very, very strong, but also red stops you. You have a hesitation with red. One, maybe the stop sign, although we even talked about on the show the origination of stop signs, and the first stop sign was black and white. I believe only in the 50s did it come out red, if I remember correctly. We talked about that on my show. But, you know, red is blood. You know, red has always been a very significant, you know, even, you know, kind of hot color, which is why, you know, they even say people who work out, if they're wearing red, they're more fierce with their workouts. It really does play with your psyche. When we were talking about the presidential debates, I think Mitt Romney using the solid red or the solid blue ties, very strong. Newt Gingrich, I'm a fan of what he says, but I'm not a fan of what he wears. You know, he's been caught wearing yellow. You don't wear yellow. Yellow is a very sickly color, a very putrid, very jaundiced urine color. So I'm not a huge fan of yellow. But blue is very strong. Red is even stronger. And again, if you want to show force, you want to show strength, you use red. Okay, now why would that work with eating and losing weight? Well, maybe red we associate with stop. Maybe red makes us think of blood and our clogged arteries. I don't know. I don't know. But it is interesting, okay? Really quickly, Mini Cooper recall, 235,000 cars. Not a Mini recall, but a Mini Cooper recall. They say there's an electrical fault fear. People are claiming that their Mini Cooper are bursting into flames. All right, so there is now one of the biggest recalls I've seen, 235,000 cars for this. Looks like they're looking at the Cooper S, John Cooper Works models that were built. Again, I don't have the year. I'm sorry about that. All right. Go to your BMW website or Mini Cooper website to find out more information. Now, when we were talking about Cruise and things being haphazard on the cruise ship, you have some passengers on the British Airways flight completely ticked off from Miami to London. Apparently, they got the scare of their lives when while they were, you know, in the cabin, everything going well, they hear an emergency recording. And the emergency recording said that they should brace themselves for an emergency water landing. So passengers started to panic, right? And then all of a sudden the flight attendant said, oh, no, 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 my bad. My bad. It was an error. All right. So people are upset. You know, they probably wanted free tickets. That's why they're upset and making a bigger deal about this. But still, imagine you're going fine. All of a sudden you hear a recording saying emergency landing. Everybody get into position. Right. What was that? Was it Airplane 2? They said, put your head between the knees, head between the knees, your own knees, father. Yeah. Remember, was that Airplane or Airplane 2? I forget. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, I could see why they'd be upset. But I know a lot of people are trying to get some free tickets from this one. Free tickets. But honestly, can they get their act together, really? Just, you know, you have people's lives at stake. Just get your act together. All right. Now, one thing that obviously wasn't somebody having their act together, but the wife had her senses in gear, was a husband tried to poison his wife. This was in Los Angeles. Fernando Porras, 43-year-old, tried to poison his 51-year-old wife by putting a cleaner into her Cocoa Krispies, Rice Krispies. All right, apparently she was about to eat it, but she smelled it, and she knew something was off. And it looks like she's okay because she never ate it. And I guess he put goof off into her Rice Krispies. We don't know why. The daughter says he has done drugs. He's been fighting drug addiction, has changed. But you see their lovely wedding picture. They look all happy in their wedding picture. You know, isn't that crazy to think that your husband could want to kill you? I mean, I drive my husband crazy, but I don't think I'd drive him to the point where he'd want to kill me. I don't think so. I hope not. I love my hubby, but wow. All right, so I guess smell your food. Just smell your food. All right, let's take a look at this. There is an arthritis breakthrough. Scientists think they have found the actual DNA cause. A team from the University of Southern Denmark found shortened ends of chromosomes. Remember we talked about telomeres and how they think if they could manipulate the telomeres, they could stop aging? They say they found the telomeres were seen in cells from damaged knee joints, severely damaged or ultra short. They say that these lengths of DNA play a role in aging, which I just said. So what they think is if they could manipulate the telomeres of these, then maybe they could not only expand life and extend life, but also help with arthritis. They studied telomere length in cells taken from the knees of three women. Three women? Well, that's not a big study. Three women. They found that the average telomere length was shortened in the affected joints, and telomeres became shorter near the areas of worst damage. See? Size matters. They found that biological aging causes gradual shortening of telomeres, also other things like free radicals. So that means if you have osteoarthritis, it might not have been just wear and tear, but it could be a sign of aging. So we could maybe slow down arthritis if we slow down aging. Muy interesante. All right, there's lots of hip replacements, lots of knee replacements. Now, what causes oxygen-free radicals? Well, a lot of things. You know, it could be just normal bodily processes, could be tobacco, alcohol, sunlight does it. But you know what? That's going to be interesting. I know I'm going to need my knees and hips replaced and, you know, new breasts and everything done, but that's just me. All right, guys, this was a great show today. If you missed any of it, go to gcnlive.com. We have our archives on site. Just go to listen, find me, go to archives, and I will be back tomorrow. Any questions you have, just send them our way at drdahlia.com. You all be safe and thank you for tuning in.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.